We may think of big earthquakes in the U.S. being an event that normally occurs on the West Coast. In 1959, it was this area in the Rocky Mountains that experienced one of the biggest quakes in the country's history. You can still see the impact on the landscape here. The story is next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
It was almost midnight on August 17, 1959, a 7.3 magnitude earthquake hit the area of Yellowstone National Park, the epicenter just west of the park's boundary.
It was a tragedy. 28 people lost their lives in it. I mean, it totally changed the landscape.
As Brandy Burns explains, at least 28 people lost their lives as landslides and rushing water swept some away. The massive movement of the earth created a new lake here.
You just have to go to the site there, Quake Lake, and see it. There were a lot of effects in the park, landslides and rock slides. Some of the geysers changed their patterns.
Quake Lake formed when the Madison River was blocked after the event. Inside the park, new geysers suddenly came to life. The Old Faithful Inn was damaged and evacuated. In West Yellowstone, the quake put an end to a form of travel.
Even our buildings here that are in the railroad complex were affected by that. And after the earthquake, Union Pacific did close down these buildings.
Passenger service was already waning, but the quake put an end to visitors riding the rails to the park. While we may think of earthquakes as something mostly felt on the West Coast, quakes can be a part of life here.
It really had a great effect, and we still often have earthquakes here. None of that size yet, again, but earthquakes are definitely a real possibility here.
Today, visitors probably don't realize they are seeing a landscape that was in part transformed by the quake in 1959. But a trip to Quake Lake and the surrounding area and a look at some of the interpretive signs will show just how big of an impact this seismic event had on the area. Traveling the countryside near Earthquake Lake, Montana, I'm Andrew McRae.